Let's stay on the Syria conflict and one player in it. BuzzFeed calls Mother Agnes Miriam an Assad apologist. State-backed Russian TV, on the other hand, condemns the liberal hawks who are trying to silence her. One thing's for sure, her name stirs up controversy. Mother Agnes Miriam is a Lebanese Catholic nun who used to live and work in Syria. Earlier this year, she was in the international spotlight for disputing the evidence that the U.S. and others said pointed to a chemical weapons attack by the Assad government. Russia cited her work as an argument against intervention in Syria. Mother Agnes claims that several children who appear as victims in a video of the alleged chemical attack last August were actually kidnapped after unrelated attacks elsewhere in Syria. And she says she's just trying to track them down.
The survivors, the families of those abducted people, they said that they discovered that some children abducted of their own were figuring as victims in the alleged chemical attacks. So this pushed me to track the children in the videos, as I am an expert in observation because I restore icons and other heritage objects. I began to see some discrepancies, and finally, I was sure that something was going wrong. They asked me to put my observation on a paper, and that's how I compiled a 50-page study where I am mostly asking questions. But for me, and following those evidences, are staged, prefabricated, and fake, of course.
Credible sources, though, have disagreed with your claims. Human Rights Watch, notably, said that there's no basis for the claims advanced by Mother Agnes. They said they found no evidence to indicate any of the videos were fabricated. So how do you respond to that?
Until today, I read the allegation of Human Rights Watch. It's only, you know, discrediting me. I never said that I am a military expert. It's only from my position of a mere viewer.
Now, I know another one of your concerns, Mother Agnes, is that rebel groups are attacking religious minorities in Syria. Tell us about that. Have you seen that firsthand?
Well, to tell you the truth, I haven't so much underlined the minorities, the minority aspect of the problem. My main concern is human rights applied to all the Syrian population and whatever in the world. What I am deploring is really the barbarism that is now emerging in Syria, where a fundamentalistic group under the cover of so-called religion are really bypassing all the red lines of any civilized world, and they are really perpetrating a barbaric act with the civilians. Of course, among those civilians, you have Christian minorities, like you have Alawite, and like you have Sunni also, that are becoming a minority, you know, the Sunni that are not aligned with a fundamentalist movement are also terribly slaughtered.
How does it feel to be a nun and putting yourself in a political role?
I don't think that it is a political role if you want, when you consider politics as having a party and being sided. It is not a political role. It is an ethical role. It is a social role. It is a humanitarian role. And it is a civilian role.
Mm. And but some have said, Mother Agnes, that you're now the most media-friendly face of the Assad regime. So how does that qualify you as nonpartisan?
If you consider that reconciliation is a friendly face, if you consider that humanitarian targets are friendly face, if you consider that forgiveness is friendly face, well, I will have to ask you, how am I a friendly face?
Mother Agnes Miriam, thank you very much for your time.
God bless you.